Hello again. It's time for another episode of the Balticon 47 wrap-up from Balticon and Swimming Cat Studios. I'm your host, Doc Coleman. I have to warn you up front that this episode is not safe for work and not safe for kids. Actually, I think parts of it are not safe for anyone, but we're going ahead with it anyway. That's because this episode is part one of this year's Dirty Mad Libs, recorded at 10 p.m. on Saturday, May 25th, 2013. This year's Dirty Mad Libs brings back the Mad Libs crew from last year. Patrick Scafito returns as our moderator, with Starla Hutchton and myself filling out the panel. In part one, Patrick leads us off with his Mad Lib, and I follow up with mine. We ran really long on this panel, so be sure to come back next week for part two, where Starla will do her Mad Lib. We had a great crowd for Dirty Mad Libs this year, and they really got into the show, so there is going to be a lot of laughter. This was one of my favorite Dirty Mad Libs sessions. Now, the same warning applies as with all Dirty Mad Libs. Go somewhere where other people can't hear you, sit back, relax, put on your earphones, and grab your oxygen mask. You're about to laugh your ass off. Enjoy.
Mine is extra horrible. I don't think mine is able to... Doc, would you be willing to start us off this time again?
Give me a sip.
Because mine, I was showing it to my girlfriend, who, when she read the story that I chose, went into conniptions and nearly died in the bedroom. Not of laughter, but of disgust and pain and agony. The story I chose, if you know it, it's a legend. If you don't know it, you're probably going to die. So I would like it to go second, if that's possible. Doc, are you willing to be the first one again? Because Doc took the bullet for us last year and started us off up. As the most experienced Dirty Mad Libber of us all.
He's got to show us how it's done.
As the Dirty Mad Libber come along.
The first one comes out. All right. Welcome to Euphemisms 101.
Do you have your recording thing? Because the thing over there is...
I'm recording.
Oh, excellent. Because our recordery thing has been spotty. It's sad.
See, I heard it before. It was the speakers were projecting, but it was recording. So it's the opposite problem now?
It switches back and forth. It's... if I had had a month to play with the machine, but I had a week. It's my fault. It's my fault. And Paul's fault.
No, it's your fault.
And Paul Cooley's fault.
Okay.
Have you seen what Paul Cooley is wearing? Because it's all his fault. He's wearing a toga.
You know, when you say that, it makes me not want to see what Paul Cooley is wearing.
There will be no thing that I ever want to see what Paul Cooley is wearing. But
yeah, that's the one.
He looks gorgeous.
He does. Have you seen what's?
Slippers are fabulous.
Have you seen what's under the toga?
Is he wearing the uniform?
But I did get a hand on the whip.
You got a hand on the whip. This panel is starting off perfect.
You got to respect a woman who gets a hand on the whip.
Doc, if you don't want, I actually can go first because I want to kind of get mine out of the way and forget it ever happened.
Gee, well, I'm waiting this whole time for this.
What I was going to say is that mine is kind of long.
Mine is kind of short.
That's what she said.
So you might want to get yours out of the way first.
Well, I figure if we fit mine in, they'll definitely re-room afterwards.
I can't even with these guys.
Starla isn't saying anything because her mouth is full. She's about
we're
going to
go there. I'm wearing armor, bitch. You better watch it.
I'm wearing a t-shirt. Yeah. All right.
Patrick, I got one word for you. Door.
I don't remember that joke.
I gave you a door.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I remember that now.
The audio for last year's Dirty Mad Libs is on Swimming Cat Studios.
It is also on StarlaHutchton.com.
And it is one of the best hours I have spent in this room.
And so
you mean one of?
Well,
one of?
I spent the night here once. There's a bed in there. And that's all I will say about that evening. Except for what I release on my blog. All
right. Are we going to do the whole introduction thing?
And it's the last time they left those windows open at night.
All right. So, this is Dirty Mad Libs, the best panel at Balticon. I am the moderator, Patrick Scafito. I just released a book called The Horde. It's available for podcast. It has an epic cover designed by the lady to my left, right, left, right. I'm also the department chair for new media, so I'm a little bit insane at this point.
So you've got 999 heads left?
Actually,
there's one on the cover.
Yeah. It's just a skull. It's just a skull. We can put the rest of the head somewhere else, if you know what I mean. So, Starla, go ahead. Oh, and you can find me at 1000heads.com because my stories are not raunchy. They are just gory and it's sick and poetic.
I'm Starla Hutchton. I am a cover designer. I'm an audiobook narrator sometimes, and I'm also an author. I have a new book coming out on June 3rd. It is a science fiction romance. Bones meets Sequest DSV, if you remember that show. I have postcards up here. So.
Oh, I should have thrown off the... Hey, Michelle, do you have the poster for mine?
So pretty.
Sorry, I need a poster.
Yeah. I have business cards up here, too.
You want business cards, and she is awesome at what she does. I mean, Michelle's awesome at what she does, too.
Any posters?
Yeah.
So, that's what I do.
Well done.
This is some of Starless handiwork. It's the cover for my book. These are available for sale if you want to donate to the podcast. They're cheap. They're like $5.
What's up, Doc?
And I am Doc Coleman. I am... I am tired. I am hungry. I had to skip dinner. I am a podcaster. I am a voice actor. I am a writer. I am... I'm a steampunk author. I have written a couple steampunk tales, one of which being A Walk in the Park, which appeared in the flagship steampunk special from Flying Island Press. The other one being... the Tales from the Archives story, The Cross of Columba. I've also dabbled in a couple other things, different short stories that you can find out there by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, or wherever you like to buy your ebooks, and doing a search for Doc Coleman, you will find me. I am currently working on the second draft of my steampunk novel, The Perils of Prague, for which Starla is going to do the soon-to-be lovely cover. So
it's not lovely yet, Starla?
It hasn't started yet.
He's still working on the book. I've done a Tales from the Archives from season one, Parsec finalist.
I'm Parsec nominated this year. We'll see how far I go.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who's going first?
I forgot to mention my book is Jack Kerouac and Clive Barker rewrote Tolkien. That's all I've got for the thing. Or Twin Peaks with Swords.
Dark urban fantasy. Yes.
Yeah. Something. We had trouble.
Humor elements. Flaming skulls.
Flaming skull. Big flaming skull. Big. She's got big flaming skulls, if you know what I'm saying.
Mine's steampunk Doctor Who.
I want to read it.
With a little Sherlock Holmes thrown in.
All right, so I'm going to start the way the Dirty Mad Libs with my little story.
Do you want to explain how we would do this?
Why don't we have you explain, because I forgot.
Okay, so how are we going to work this? This is audience participation. So we have our Mad Lib here, and we're going to go... how did we do it last year? We went like this way.
We might have gone that way, I don't know.
We will pick people from the audience.
You
will know
side.
Who you are.
Yeah,
you will know your parts of speech. You will give us words when we ask.
I remembered the word from last year. I remembered it.
If you remember what a preposition is, you will get bonus prizes.
If you don't remember, you will get heckled. So,
anywhere a mouse.
You may get heckled anyway. Don't take it personally.
It's probably going to happen.
So, are we ready to play?
All right. So, we're going to start with.
Let's get ready to Madeline.
Okay.
From you, I require an adverb.
An adverb, okay. Aggressively.
Aggressively. Ew. Okay.
And the show is a success already.
Ask for clarification.
Yeah.
Is there a rating level on this?
No.
Okay.
This is Balticon After Dark.
Balticon
After
Dark Mad is
Libs.
Unrated.
This is Dirty Mad Libs. We started with erotica.
And we went worse. So I need a plural noun from you. A plural
PJ.
Noun. Is that PJ Schneider?
That is PJ Schneider.
Hi, PJ Schneider. I'm Patrick Cepeda. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I think we may have emailed once or twice.
I think so.
I planned it. Anyway, I need a plural noun. Plural noun me, baby. Yeah.
Centaurs.
Boobles?
Boobles.
Boobles?
Boobles.
Does it matter? I think that is an older bro, is that correct?
He's Bubba with them boobles.
Nobody ever knows me.
That's Bull Diddy.
He's not.
I saw you on a panel earlier, and you had a little name thing. I've lost mine. All right, and I need a verb. I need you to verb me. That's only a verb in the best of contexts. What? Point?
I know there's a long and gloried tradition of verbing nouns, but flashlight doesn't.
I didn't say flashlight, I said flatulate.
Oh, okay.
Now,
I'm sorry I didn't hear. Please speak up.
Snowgrove.
I know.
Dude,
I just
was right like it's.
I was just making fun of myself on the video.
Snow globes.
I meant adjective.
I like snow globes.
Adjective.
Like hard to spell.
Hard to spell.
No, just adjective.
Discriminating.
Discriminating. Oh, this is okay. We're taking away towards the better.
Well, we gotta change that.
No, this is good. This is good. And then behind them, is that Colin?
Yep.
I would like a verb, please. Past tense.
Oh, no.
Flatulated.
I told you I'd get it in there.
It's actually perfect. Next jam, I know I talked to you, but I don't know your name.
You don't have any parameters, remember? It's Balticon.
I'm sorry, I don't know your name, dude.
It's Patrick.
Patrick?
Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick.
You should be able to remember that one, right?
Hi, Patrick. I like people named Patrick. They're awesome. All right, so I need a noun.
Noun?
Yes.
Schlong.
That's the same word that was there before. All
right. I'm not doing it right.
Take a different one.
Is this the piece of erotica you wrote when you were 16?
Actually, no, it's even worse.
Yes, right.
It's from that era of erotic fan fiction, however.
Gotcha.
Potentially. All right, so, noun.
Just
funny, ball. Ball.
Now, in the back by the air conditioner, I need a noun.
Ear.
Oh God, that sounds like.
Not the ear.
Next to the ear person, I need an adjective.
Dribbling.
Dribbling.
Oh God.
I think I might throw up in my mouth.
I
need a noun.
Well, we were just talking about that horrible anime in the past.
We had lampshade last year, didn't we?
It is perhaps the best noun in the world.
It's lampshade.
I had that for the one I did with Geist. I did lampshade with mine.
You did get, that was a Geist scene?
That was a Geist scene.
I need to reread Geist. All right. Past tense verb, please.
Lusted.
Lusted. Okay. Michelle, I need a misspelled noun.
Specifically misspelled.
It has to be misspelled.
Squirrel with a K.
Squirrel with a K.
So, spoil.
All right. To remain true to the original spirit of the piece, a couple of the words have to be misspelled. Marnin, can I have an adjective, please?
Bulbous.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
bowls.
All right. In the back row of the chairs, may I please have a noun?
Can we have inverted nipples?
No,
just after the panel.
There's always room for inverted nipples. Is that Hey Dog?
It's reverse. Right?
No. We're discussing exactly what an inverted nipple is.
You were in the same part of the room at the party last night. So
yeah.
I got, all right.
Sitting next to each other.
Proximity means identity. So, I need a past tense verb.
Past tense verb.
Deduce, that's when you get deuced, and then you undo the deuce.
That I need an adjective.
Virile.
Actually, that makes perfect sense in this context.
You said
doing it wrong.
But it's really good. Richard, a noun.
Noun? Oh. That's it. Minotaur.
You're gonna go there.
Starla, I need you to give me a verb. So it can't be door.
Laugh.
Aww.
Did she break it?
I just can't make fun of that. I Doc, can I also have a verb, please?
A verb.
There's lots of verbs in this because he used the same verb over and over and over and over and over and etc.
So no, I'm not going to use replicate.
You can if you want.
No, I don't want to. Run. You need me to spell it for you.
No, but the author of the story does. All right, we're almost done. Rainy, I need a noun.
A noun? Bottle. All
right. PJ, another noun.
Zombie.
My favorites from last year were submarines and rhinoceros.
Those were good nouns.
The submarines were great.
And now I have a plural noun. Those were my favorite submarines ever.
And I've never done submarines before. It was amazing.
Tatas.
I like your tatas.
I'm actually shaking in agony as I look over these words. All right, Chris, a past tense verb. Snowgrove, a past tense verb. Did I say it right?
Ounced.
I don't know why I could not say his name correctly for like 3 days straight.
What, Chris Snowgrove?
I cannot say that. Chris Snowgrove.
Like it's spelled.
No, you can't say that.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous easy one. Okay.
It's a contractual obligation.
Colin, a noun. And we're just about done.
That's what he said.
A noun.
Person, place, or thing.
I know what a noun is.
Or an idea.
Come on, to a place. We haven't got a place.
How about a place? San Francisco. You said a noun. You didn't qualify.
No, it's not that. It's not this.
Gently, I cradle in her San Francisco.
Patrick, I need a past tense verb.
Past tense verb.
Yes.
Sloppy.
That is not a verb. Colin the writer uses.
Like slop.
Slop. All right.
We're all bad.
Impersonate. I need a body part from you.
Do you have any you can spare?
Can we have your liver?
The large, large
amygdala.
Trust the word.
It's like a waist is great.
More than we find the body part that is in your soul, pull it out, dripping and covered in soul juice, and display it to all of us.
Next up, the body part is wrong.
Rectum.
Nobilis acknowledged.
Nobilis thanks you for going there.
Now, Brian Lincoln just walked in, and I need a part of a cat.
With a part, part of your favorite.
A part of a cat.
How do I make this dirty?
It doesn't have to be dirty. It already will be.
You don't have to make it dirty. That's the job of the people that wrote the original stuff.
It's different from what the original. All right, who came in after Brian? Was it Abby?
Norm?
Is that Norm Sherman?
That would be Norm Sherman.
Hi, Norm Sherman. I love your work. I thought you were an immediate guy.
So, everyone?
Norm! I need a misspelled feeling.
Misspelled feeling?
Yeah, it has to be feeling, but it has to be a misspelled word as well.
Any word.
Feeling. Misspelled feeling.
That is a feeling. The word represents the feeling we're talking about. Okay, do I try to just spell it out?
That'll work.
Or he can misspell it for you.
I've been doing that pretty consistently.
Pick the letter you want changed.
H-O-R-N-E-E.
H-O-R-N-E-E. All right, Abby, a noun.
Armadillo.
Any other latecomers? I think
Renee.
Is that Renee Chambliss?
It is.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Patrick. People I've been emailing with for months, but have never met. I need a noun from you, please. A noun, yes. A kumquat?
So we're already in the produce section.
Well, it's never too early to go for produce. At least we're going for exotic produce this time.
Produce is good for you.
Now,
cucumbers last time.
I actually picked this because my novel is actually heavily anime influenced, and this is a fairly famous anime fan fiction from the late 90s. It's by an individual by the name of Oscar.
It is not what I think it is.
It is called Artemis's Lover. Now, for those of you familiar with Sailor Moon, Artemis is a sentient talking cat. It is not the main sentient talking cat character. It is the backup one. And it is also
the
a dude.
Boy one.
It is a boy. Artemis is a boy cat. Don't let that confuse you. Now,
Artemis does have a human form, though.
This is true, but that does not show up in this fiction. This masterwork. Now, the other main character at this point is Oscar, who in Artemis has found his one true love. Oscar is a 16-year-old hermaphrodite. Now that this could be a good story. However, most of the words I replaced were either the word pumps or the word paw. They were used repeatedly in this story. Now, I'm not going to go into the original too much, but that also contains the line, "Damn, I hate being such a sexy cat." So, this is the sex scene that is usually deleted from Artemis's Lover when you find it online. You have to kind of dig for it on the internet. You have to dig for the cat. So I will be pronouncing every word as Oscar spelled them.
Oh, no.
And here we go. Artemis aggressively accepted and trusted his little dick inside him, waving it across Oscar's inner bob boobles. Oscar began to boink like hell. And Artemis, a little frustrated about his size, plunged his paws into him. That is the first mention of paws, but not the only one. Oscar, feeling this, yelled, "Ah! Yes! Oh!" Gasping for air, as an discriminating wave of pleasure flatulated him.
Whoa, best word ever!
Colin, I do agree. I think this is actually worthy of winning some sort of award. Conference Book nominee for next year. If I call here, I think you can write it.
I'm pretty sure it's already better than the original.
Artemis slowly moved his schlong in and out from Oscar's slick love hole. See, schlong, it totally fit. Bringing out more pre-ball as Oscar got more excited. Suddenly, Oscar began stroking his own ear. Artemis. Don't forget, by the way, Artemis is a cat about this big. Where was that? I was distracted. I'm sorry. Artemis saw this and excited. Shoot. It's hard. It hurts my brain to do this. I was originally going to go with something by Marquis de Sade, and then I decided to go something a little bit higher quality. Artemis saw this and took his paws out from Oscar's love hole. Artemis then grabbed stroked. That's one word. Grabbed stroke Oscar's dick with his dribbling paws, pumping Oscar's dick and putting it into his mouth. Oscar started fingering himself. His pussy easily accepted his first two fingers and eventually trusted another three. Oscar pulled out a puddle of cum and said to Artemis, "Here, Artemis." Artemis licked the cum out of Oscar's lampshade. Lusted it in his mouth and went to Oscar's face, and again they locked squirrel. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
I think it was mouth that was misspelled. Artemis let out the cum from his mouth and into Oscar's mouth. They enjoyed the bulbous flavor of the cum in their throat. Artemis then returned to Oscar's crotch, sucking on Oscar's inverted nipples. Oscar continued fingering himself as well as Artemis deduced his dick over Oscar's virile pussy. Virile pussy.
Meow.
Artemis then straightened up his minotaur and lapped the dripping love hole with it, run it slowly, making Oscar spasm even more. In one final thrust, Artemis...
You taught me how to say that. Trust.
In one final thrust, Artemis pumped all of his load over Oscar's tight pussy. The feeling of him spraying over his pussy made Oscar go over the edge. He reached his fissert orgasm. He grabbed the bottle desperately as he lost control as his zombie let out a high amount of sperm. He could Artemis feel what Oscar feels, his cunt letting a great amount of cum soaking the tatas and his lower's tail, and his cunt seized his fingers, and Artemis pumping tail, he shoved even more deeply, his fingers making a second orgasm hit him. Artemis pounced his clit as the last wave of pleasure runned by Oscar's sap-med body. Don't even ask. He took out his fingers, enjoying the taste of his first San Francisco. His first San Francisco, but not his last. We've all tried San Francisco, right? Artemis as well slopped his paws. Artemis laid on him, flat on his rectum, tail out of his pussy, and said, "Oh, Oscar, I've never felt so horny." Oscar said, exhausted, "Thank you, my armadillo." They laid in the kumquat for about 18 min. It was M-I-N period. And doze off to sleep.
In a kumquat.
They laid in the kumquat for about 18 min. Yeah. And doze off to sleep. Not dozed, dose. Dose off to sleep.
Dose.
This has been a selection, Mad Lib style, from Oscar's Artemis's Lover, a artifact of the late 90s anime fan fiction scene. Still available if you really want to find it on the internet, and if you do, stay away from me. Thank you. Now, this gentleman had something to add.
So, kind of the gems have been replaced by mythical creatures.
What?
So, Dan, Minotaur, and Zombie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so true. Also, I don't want to think about that anymore. Thank you for making me think about Artemis's Lover. One second
longer than I have to take a bowl of time.
You never forget.
You are the one that brought me.
I really appreciate that. If people would not quote me on that.
In first San Francisco.
I need a youth class in the morning. I appreciate it.
Now, Colin, was your San Francisco your word?
It yeah. was his.
Would you like me to flash into your San Francisco? What does that even mean? I'm done. Doc, get it over. Doc is now the moderator. I am now a vegetable.
I broke my brain, dude. I don't even know.
We'll discuss which vegetable he is later. Okay.
Yeah, you have to go next because I need a minute.
Really? You need a minute? That turned you on that much? That's kind of rich, Charla.
No, cannot.
I need a past tense verb.
Past tense verb.
Wait a second, it's not a verb.
Next.
Waited.
I'm about to control past tense verb. Wait, verb is Nash. So, yeah.
I think he said waited.
We're going with waited.
That's what we're doing.
I got the radio
up
there.
It's
done.
All right.
It is a done deal.
We're going with waited.
Like Artemis's lover.
A noun.
Come on, now. Okay. Now. We can use people for the noun, right? Like actual names.
Not a proper noun, unless you're asked for a proper noun.
Okay. Yeah, you can't say Charlie Sheen. I wasn't going to say Charlie Sheen. That would have been too obvious. table.
Brian, another noun.
Flask.
Didn't get a refill, did you?
Norm, an adjective. If you did get a refill on the flask, pass it up here.
What was my name?
Adjective.
Oh, an adjective? Bloody. Two E's.
You're changing the misspelling. I like it.
Stella, you're not correcting my spelling this time.
I mean, incorrectly correcting your spelling.
A body part.
What's your favorite body part, Abby?
She knows a lot.
Placenta.
Yes! In her books, the creatures have more body parts than normal.
She said pancreas.
Yes,
pancreas.
She did. And I've misspelled it. Renee, a noun.
Stethoscope. That's a good really noun.
Thank you.
An adjective.
Is that two adjectives? Or is that one adjective?
It's a compound.
My English teachers would argue over that.
Yeah.
Like, tell me why.
I think wibbly wobbly. I'm
doing mad, but it's okay. I think we're beyond the English teacher.
I'm just trying to get back in tune with reality at all. At any level.
No way.
Why?
There's two more stories.
Did you see what I just read?
We didn't see it.
We heard it. We saw your face.
My eyes are liquid burning out of my
head. And we've got Brain Bleach on standby. Can I have that noun?
I'm sorry.
Can I have that vodka?
thank you. Bread basket.
Giant flaming bread basket.
Morning, an adjective.
Whistling.
I can't even imagine a context.
I love that word.
Another adjective.
Whistling bread basket?
Turgid.
He came
back. I'll leave that fits. A noun.
Frigate?
She was in the naval club. The girl in the naval club.
Not frog, it's frigate. there we go.
Yep.
A gerund.
ING verb.
That acts as a noun.
We had this problem last year.
Yeah.
Well, I avoided gerunds in my...
Swimming is fun. Swimming is acting as the subject of the sentence.
Just add ING.
This is a long story, so speed is, flying we go. A verb.
Don't listen to comments.
Okay, I heard spinning.
Spanking.
Okay.
You could have a whole band here.
I am. The percussion is the whistling breadbasket. It's also the woodwind section.
I was just about to say, you already had your woodwind. So
an adjective.
That was actually in my
head.
He said slimy.
Slimy, thank you. We haven't had slimy in my story. So. An adverb.
Spooge. That's how we're going. Thank you.
Yeah, go for you. Word. Adverb. It's a word that modifies a verb.
Or
an adjective.
Or an adverb, actually.
Stupidly.
A verb. Do you know any?
Splunking.
Spelunking?
Spelunk.
I think we had that 2 years ago.
I was blessedly not
It was
there.
Good, spelunking. An adjective.
Tornadic.
Did he say tornadic?
Hold on. Yeah. We don't know if that's a real word.
We heard him on the news.
Bam! Shakespeare. It's a word now.
You shouldn't watch Fox News, but we're going with it. We have limited time. A verb.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
You can't use the same one twice.
Oh, damn.
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I'm staying with flatulent.
I said this is better so well.
Different one.
Splatter.
If you don't do one, I'm going to do one.
Splatter is a verb.
Splatter. Go splatter.
He did say that. Right? I don't know.
Plural noun.
Like snow girls.
Candelabras.
Ooh.
Wow.
Candelabra.
I wonder where I get the idea for that.
Candelabra?
A noun.
Noun.
Noun. Television.
I didn't want to take
a PJ, give me an adjective.
Adjective.
Adjective. It's so fluffy.
Sorry, you are not the first person to do that. Start with
an adjective.
An adjective. Stormy.
Was a flash.
Sammy, give me a noun.
Cane.
Cane?
Cane. That's
going to
be good.
Oh, God.
A shape.
Yeah, a shape.
You can just got
take
me.
Hexagon.
All of a sudden, it's magical.
You
put it on Twitter?
I haven't finished this Mad Lib and already you're working on the fanfic. Patrick, give me a past tense verb.
Amazed. Because I was probably just fanfic Amazon. That's what's going to be an Amazon.
Richard, body part.
San Francisco. Well, we all know what he likes.
An adjective.
Adjective, I don't know, rotting.
Oh.
Rotting is the best.
A verb.
Buck?
Come on,
that's
You're doing it wrong!
Use it.
Another verb.
Another verb? Molest.
That's one of those $100 SAT words. Wait, no.
All right. An adjective.
Disgusting.
Sounds like it. Considering I came up rotting, yeah.
A noun.
Well, this is not a minute at all.
Trampoline.
Ooh. You guys are saying so much about yourselves.
God.
You missed the story about the trampoline last night.
The gentleman, a past tense verb.
What?
Who do you want the man pick his own past tense verb?
Oh, wow. But I gotta choose
bedazzled. Open.
Bedazzled. Way to say it up for yourself, Ken.
That would be a body part. I
a noun.
A noun?
Noun.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Well,
no, whatever.
Plenty of time.
San Francisco, then it was Memphis.
Martin, another noun.
How much for Axel?
Axel?
Axel.
A verb.
His first San Francisco.
That's a good one.
Slithered.
Michelle is full of good verbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a northern
verb.
It's like 2/3 of the way up.
A noun.
Volkswagen.
Oh, Lord. Another noun.
Have you ever San Francisco in the back of a
Volkswagen? I have not had the pleasure, no.
I highly recommend it, but I'm not going to do it.
An adjective. They like the speckling. A past tense verb.
Words to yourself.
Crocheted.
Nice.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Did we get one?
Yep, yep, we got crocheted. And now an adjective. What's with you in the bedazzling?
We're getting it in.
Just because Colin really wants the bedazzle.
Oh,
what?
We went there.
Two messes?
I'm going to have to look these up, man. This continues.
I'm just going to assume I know what they mean and make it up.
Now me.
Badger!
Oh, baby.
That also works as a verb, adverb, and preposition.
Another noun.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Kimono!
Why not? I just said an eye glass to something
that was on you. An adjective.
Damn. You guys are late.
So you can use your own words, Colin.
I told you I did it then.
I know.
And now.
He can rub his words all over other people.
He can't keep his words to himself.
I mean, you don't seem to be rubbing my words all over Starla, do you? Do you? I mean, you let me know.
He's a lawyer, so he gets these things.
Okay, good.
Conflagrated.
John. PJ, an emotion.
Ooh.
Panic or
hyperventilative?
Much as I enjoyed the visual, and we'll talk to you after our reading, I need the word.
I actually couldn't see his hand.
That's an emotion?
Being entertained? Oh, yeah.
I was
very well.
Thank you, psychology
class.
Yes,
excited. All right, I faked it. Body part.
A body part? No, let's see. Head.
I think Sammy, a body part.
The smile. I saw the eyebrow twitch.
A past tense verb.
What did you just say?
Don't listen to him.
He's talking about the soup.
Keep your birds away from showing up.
I see verbs all over me.
Right here.
Recorded.
Give me proper noun. Come on, proper noun.
Noun.
Designer.
Very temperature. Ever.
One of these days, Starla, you will end up in a Mad Lib.
Past tense verb.
Me?
Yep.
Past tense verb.
Bilingual.
Oh! I didn't hear it.
Violently molested.
I heard molested.
Violently.
But that's that, we used that one already.
Oh, yeah, you
yeah,
did.
Said, yeah, we did.
We used that one already. Pick something else.
That's a turd.
Ravish.
Controversy.
Eight.
Oh, it's another one we're getting.
Another one we're getting.
Eight?
We have eight. Seven. Infinitive.
I'm trying to remember what that is.
It's the two version of a verb, as in to sleep, to drink,
to blave.
To blave.
My people.
I choose to battle.
To what?
To battle.
To battle.
A dweeb within a
dweeb. Magic. The panel ends.
We got 5 minutes left, and I still got words here. Adjective.
Wet.
Wet. A body part.
Body part?
I think we're doing okay with all
three. Two words.
Oh, God.
Like
that's
the old bad part.
In the ring. Just
I would actually draw
it. I do.
You are a single woman.
Yes, I am. I'm in this team.
I never thought that was
a vestigial nipple.
We have all sorts of people showing up tonight.
I had no idea there were
no
so many kinds.
No interpretation.
I'll show you mine.
An adjective.
It's called a nurple.
Silence is worse.
Wow, Doc, yours really is long.
What does it have a matching curtain?
Greasy.
Greasy?
Oh!
Really is long.
Oh, that one gets the... Oh!
All right. I am not done collecting words, but we are quickly running out of time, so I'm going to go ahead and read what we've got. And
it's so long, we're going to have to cut it short. It's tradition.
When,
let's go.
All right.
Decisions in a
hurry. Listen up. When we had sufficiently waited... Our table towards the main point, by toying, kissing, clipping, feeling my flask, now round and bloody, feeling that part of me I might call a furnace, pancreas, from the prodigious intense heat his fiery touches had rekindled there, my young sportsman. Emboldened by the very stethoscope he could wish, Wibbly Wobbly takes my hand. And carries it to that enormous bread basket of lettuce that stood with a stiffness, a hardness, a whistling bend of erection. And which, together with its turgid dependence, the inestimable bulse of Lady's frigate, formed a grand show out of goods indeed. Then its dimensions, flying either grasp or span, almost renewed my terrors.
Imagine a cat doing it. It makes more sense.
Somebody take his microphone away. I could not spank how, or by what means I could take or put such a slimy out of sight. I stroked it stupidly, on which the mutinous rogue seemed to spelunking, and gather a new degree of fierceness and tornadic, so that finding it grew not to be splatter with any longer, I prepared for candelabras in good earnest. slipping the television under me. That I might give him fluffy play. I guided officiously with my hand his stormy battering ram, whose ruby cane presenting nearest the resemblance of a hexagon. I applied to its proper mark, which lay as finely amazed as we could wish. My foot being borne up, and my thighs at their rotting extension, the gleamy warmth that fought from it made him molest that he was at the mouth of the ingrot, and scooting for right the disgusting divided lips of that pleasure-thirsty trampoline receipt. He opened a little, then settled well in the Memphis, Tennessee. He makes his way up the straits of it with a hacksaw. With a hacksaw. Nothing more than pleasing, widening as he went so as to slither and smooth each soft furrow. Our Volkswagen increasing deliciously in proportion to our points of mutual battery increased in that so speckled part of me which I had now taken him all in driven and completely crocheted. And which, crammed as it was, stretch splitting ripe, gave it so gratefully tumescent an accommodation, so strict a fold, a badger so fierce. A badger so fierce that gave and took unutterable kimono. We had now reached the bedazzling point. We had now reached the bedazzling point of mouse. But when he jumped to come on the fiercer, as if I had been actuated by fear of losing him in the height of my entertainment, I twist my head round his naked eye, the flesh of which so firm, so springy to the touch. Recorded again and the designer under the designer. I now had him every way, ate and begirt, and having drawn him home to me, I kept him fast there, as if I had sought to battle bodies with him at that point. This bred a pause of action, a wet stop, whilst that delicate glutton, my nether vestigial nipple.
Why do you make my story seem not gross?
As full as it could hold, kept plating with exquisite relish the morsel that so greasy engorged it. And we've got to stop there. I can't take no more.
I didn't even get to mine yet, you guys.
Now, that may be true. And this room is occupied at 11 o'clock. But Derby is open. We could go over, take over, Derby. Continue. Give you your chance.
Well, PJ and I have got a reading along with Greg down in Pimlico in 7 minutes. So I'm going there.
Goodbye. Doc Coleman. Oh, man. So it's I want to throw up.
That's not even close.
Well,
well, we got to the mall last year. What the hell happened?
It was too big.
All right. So, do you guys want to move to Derby, or are you not down?
The answer is like, yes, everybody. Right. Yeah.
You still want to keep playing,
Dirty Madeline? Don't you? Come on.
All right.
You don't want to let her get off scot-free. Wait.
That doesn't work.
Scott does.
Who's Scott?
My husband.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, that works. All right. You want to let her? No. That, wait. Take the mic. I'm done.
We lost it.
God, that was good.